How did Burnaby Mountain impress you when you first came to Burnaby?
Well, as I said, we were, first of all, residents in the Stony Creek Low Heat area.
Yes.
And my wife became involved with the Stony Creek Community School. We were very aware of the mountain because we live just below the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
We were out for walks with our babies in the area. Stony Creek was a big part of our life because it was an area to take the kids and explore and, you know, show them nature.
Were there trails along the creek then?
There were trails along the creek, and both of us were avid campers in the summer. And so, you know, the idea of outdoors and being able to have the outdoors so close to you was one of the most attractive parts about Burnaby. And so we were well aware of Burnaby Mountain. And while we weren't at that stage hiking the mountain by any stretch of the imagination with little kids, we were certainly on the periphery of the mountain and
yes.
And wandering around to give our kids some outdoor experience and let them enjoy nature and the kind of wildlife that there was in the area.
Was Simon Fraser University at all a place you would have visited or services you would have used at that time?
Both my wife and I were University of British Columbia graduates, but my wife had attended SFU for I think a year originally, and so she was aware of Simon Fraser University. And while I was a young lawyer in Burnaby, is that I became a teaching assistant at Simon Fraser University in the criminology department. And so I spent a couple of terms as a teaching assistant and really enjoyed the experience. It was a great chance for me to become engaged with SFU students, to be able to use some of my new expertise in law, you know, to help train them, and my experience as a prison guard, and subsequently in my summer work I was a parole officer for the National Parole Service. So, you know, that the coupling of parole, prisons, the criminal law experience I was gathering was a nice asset for academics up there to be able to give to their students from a teaching assistant.
Mm-hmm. What was your impression of the campus then? This would have been in the late 70s, early 80s?
Would have been in, the late 70s, early 80s, probably around 1980-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've always felt that that the Arthur Erickson architecture of Simon Fraser University made the university less welcoming than I had been used to at UBC. UBC was an older institution. Much of UBC's architecture reflected individual times in the development of the university. So you had a broad range of buildings. You had, more atmosphere, ambiance at UBC than you did at Simon Fraser University, where everything was constructed at once.
Mm-hmm.
And it was done in the typical sort of Arthur Erickson concrete and glass. And it didn't have the varieties of architecture that I think make an institution more interesting for people to be part of. And that's why typically Simon Fraser University has been a go-to location for science fiction films and dystopian
yes.
apocalyptic futures.
Oh, dear.
And,
yes.
You know, which has always been an interesting part of Simon Fraser's history, they've ended up being a movie location over and over again, but not necessarily for movies like Love Story.
Yes.
But, you know, on the other hand, is that Simon Fraser University was very much a working class university. It was a university that drew on kids from Burnaby, Coquitlam, the surrounding areas. It was a university that was well known for its radical past, and the fact that Simon Fraser University had a very political presence in the community. And so as a young as a young man, I was very conscious of that and very aware of it, that Simon Fraser's university was quite different than the more staid and conservative reputation of the University of British Columbia.
And how did you feel about that?
I felt great. You know, it was a perfect venue for me because I'd been, you know, a student activist and was very engaged in politics when I was at UBC. And so I was always a little envious of the fact that Simon Fraser was more the cutting edge of student politics than UBC was, where UBC tended to be a much more west side of Vancouver institution than Simon Fraser University.